This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 30th of November. A narrow 3-wicket win for New South Wales was the result on the final day of the Sheffield Shield match in Canberra. They had been set 98 to win after dismissing leaders Queensland for 173 in their second innings, and got home thanks to a crucial 33 from Brad Haddin. Ben Cutting ended with impressive figures of 4 for 30 for the visitors. Northern Districts continued to be the team to beat in New Zealand's HRV Cup. They won by 5 runs against Canterbury at Seddon Park. Opener Anton Devcich was the mainstay of their 186 for 5, with a knock of 62 off 43 balls. Bradley Cachopa then hit 58 off 40 balls in the Canterbury run chase, but the visitors fell short, ending on 181 for 7. Matabele and Tuskers completed an unexpected victory over Midwest Rhinos on the final day of their Logan Cup match in Quekwa. In a match that had turned this way and that, Tuskers, resuming on 91 for 4 in pursuit of 341, would have been considered outsiders at the start of day 4. However, Sean Williams and Charles Coventry both hit fluent centuries and added 185 to the 6th wicket as they got home by 3 wickets. In South Africa's Momentum One Day Cup, there are two ongoing matches. Cape Cobras finished their 50 overs on 283 for 5 against Warriors in Cape Town, thanks to half centuries from Richard Levy, Stian van Zyl and Yassine Valley. In Centurion, Dolphins closed their innings of 47 overs on 264 for 8, as Divan van Wake and Cody Chetty passed 50. Albie Morton was the pick of the Titans' attack, with 3 for 41 from his 10 overs.